splendor through the skies. Our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land, thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thy strong arm our ever sure defense. Truth relying in our hearts increase. Thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Be ever mine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you have prayer needs, you may come to the front, and Don and Sandy would love to pray with you. And we'll... Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Nothing good in me, you are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you are hope, you have covered all my sins.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
You are peace, you are peace. When my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death is lost its sting.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign.
Yes.
Yes. You are more than my words. Your presence I made whole. You are God, of a ransom letting go. sing his praise aloud. Oh, awake my soul and sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We sing and we worship you today, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We are a moment. You are forever. Lord of the ages. God before time. We are vapor, you are eternal, love everlasting, reigning on high. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, highest praise.
Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
We do invite all of you to join us in this time. If you go to the first slide. From Revelation 12:11, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Now, one of the things, Bev shared her testimony. And the nice thing about testimonies is that they are how the Lord works in our lives. There are all kinds of testimonies. She also shared as she shared, we know that our testimonies are tied together. Everyone in this room has a testimony and shares a testimony of what's happened in this church. And we do thank God for that. But this word here from Revelation, do we really believe that our testimony, our knowing the Lord and how our lives reflect Jesus in our lives and in our communities, is what is quite often our witness? I mean, we have a verbal witness also, but our lives are a witness. Our lives aren't exactly what they're supposed to be. We have ups and downs, and we have strengths, but our testimony is something that the Lord has given us because he does change our lives. At this time, if I could have the ushers come and distribute the emblems. And Lance, go ahead and go to slide 4. I'll shorten mine just a little bit. This is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'll, for the most part, like last week, I'm going to let Paul speak for himself. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith, love as a breastplate, and the hope of the salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. He died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage each other and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. One of the things that with the election, regardless of how the election came out, the one thing, and just taking off of last week's sermon, God is sovereign. He put Nebuchadnezzar in power, and he also had Nebuchadnezzar eat grass like a cow or like an animal, and he put him back in power. The Lord is sovereign in our place, but the thing that we need to do as the body of Christ in America is there's a lot of people saying, I mean, I heard, and I haven't been able to verify it, but it was on the news, is that 2,000 people plus committed suicide because of the election. Now, that's a sad commentary on our society. If an election is such that it causes someone to take their life simply because it didn't go the way they wanted it to, we need to be the body of Christ, which means we need to be there for people. Regardless of who's president, the body of Christ is here to bring people together and to bring people to God and to know the peace of God. And our testimonies, again, are there so that people can see that the world can change. The world is not ending. We know there's at least 1,000 years ahead of us. And so someone becoming president or not becoming president is not going to end the world. Climate change isn't going to end the world. We are going to bring in, because of our faith and because of our testimony, we're going to be part of bringing people into a place where they can enjoy a time, actually eternity eventually, with the Lord and with each other. And we look to look forward to that. Each person's testimony is unique to themselves, which is a neat thing about God. He really is a very diverse, he wants us diverse, every tribe and nation. And so here it is. Now I'm just going to read a little bit more. These are Paul's final instructions. As you just reflect on your own testimony, the Lord is in your life. And it shows. So as I read this, I want you just to contemplate and prepare yourself to receive the emblems. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who are hard among you, who care for you in the Lord. With, let's see, here we go. Let's go to. I just need something bigger. There we go. 12. Now I ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom." Then he took, go ahead and take the bread. Then he took the cup and gave thanks. "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves and say, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Go ahead and take the bread if you haven't already. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Lord Jesus, I thank you for this body. I thank you, Lord, for your body and blood that you have shed for us, that we could have our sins remitted and removed. Lord, we ask that the testimony of this body, of each and every one of us, will bring you glory, and that it will fulfill those prophecies, and that you will bring in the people, Lord, that people will draw near to you during this time. And we look forward, Lord, to serving you in the future. In Jesus' name.